Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 11, Chapter 2, Text 47. It's a famous verse. Probably a lot of you know this verse. Archayame Vaharaye. Archayame Vaharaye. Archayame Vaharaye. Tad bhakteshu chanyeshu. Natad bhakteshu chanyeshu.
Natad bhakteshu chanyeshu.
Sabhakta prakrita smita.
Sabhakta prakrita smita.
Sabhakta prakrita smita. Anyone else? Archayame Vaharaye. Pujamya shadaye. Any ladies?
Acharya
Meva
Paraye.
Acharya Meva Paraye. Archayam
Eva
Haraye. Pujam
Yaha
Shraddhaya Ihate
Zaina
Na Tat
Krishna
Bhakteshu.
По отношению к преданным.
Анешу.
По отношению к людям в целом.
A devotee who faithfully engages in the worship of the deity in the temple, but does not behave properly toward other devotees or people in general, is called a prakrita bhakta, a materialistic devotee, and is considered to be in the lowest position.
Преданный, который с полной верой совершает поклонение божеству в храме, но не ведет себя надлежащим образом по отношению к другим преданным или людям в целом, называется пракрита бхактой, материалистичным преданным и считается занимающим самое низкое положение.
Purport. Srila Madhvacharya comments that one in the lowest stage of devotional service faithfully worships a deity in the temple but is not aware that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually all-pervading.
Srila Madhvacharya в своем комментарии пишет, что преданный низшей категории с верой поклоняется Божеству, но не понимает, что Верховный Господь, Личность Бога, вездесущ.
The same mentality can be seen in the Western countries, where people...
отвратный запах.
Where people commit all types of sinful activities in their homes and in the street, and then piously go to a church and pray to God for mercy.
Где люди грешат у себя дома и на улицах, а затем благочинно идут в церковь и просят Господа смилостивиться над ними.
Actually, God is in our home. God is in the street. God is in our office. God is in the forest. God is everywhere. And therefore, God should be worshipped everywhere by the process of devotional service at His lotus feet.
Но Бог находится и в доме, и на улице, и в офисе, и в лесу. Бог повсюду, и потому поклоняться Ему следует везде, предавшись Его лотосным стопам и служа Ему.
As stated in verse 41 of this chapter.
В 41 стихе данной главы сказано.
Kamvaya magnim salilam mahimcha jyotim si sattvani disodramadin sarit samudram shahare shariram yatkim chabutam pranamet aran ananya. Quote, a devotee should not see anything as being separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Earth, fire, air, water, earth, the sun, and other luminaries, all living beings, the directions, trees and other plants, the rivers and oceans, whatever a devotee experiences, he should consider to be an expansion of Krishna.
Эфир, огонь, воздух, воду, землю, солнце и прочие небесные светила, всех живых существ, стороны света, деревья и остальные растения, реки и океаны, все, что его окружает, он должен воспринимать как экспансию Кришны.
Thus seeing everything that exists within creation as a body of the Supreme Lord Hari, the devotee should offer his sincere respects to the entire expansion of the Lord's body.
Таким образом, считая все, что есть в мироздании тело Верховного Господа Хари, преданный должен выражать свое искреннее почтение совокупной экспансии тела Господа.
This is the vision of the Mahabhagavat devotee of the Lord.
И так смотрит на мир преданный Махабхагавата.
Шрила Мадхвачарья states, that a Madhyama Adhikari, a devotee in the intermediate stage, sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the cause of all causes, and therefore offers his love to the Lord.
Шрила Мадхвачарья говорит, что преданный промежуточного уровня Мадхвама Адхикари видит в Верховном Господе Личности Бога причину всех причин, и потому отдает ему всю свою любовь.
Such a devotee is a sincere friend of other devotees, is merciful to the ignorant, and avoids the atheists.
Такой преданный искренне дружит с другими преданными, относится со страданием к невинным душам и избегает атеистов.
Nonetheless, tadvasattvam najanati sarvasya jagato pitu, his realization of the all-pervading feature of the Supreme Lord is imperfect.
Однако такой преданный еще не до конца осознал, что Верховный Господь вездесущий.
Although he does have a general sense that everyone is ultimately meant to be a devotee of the Supreme Lord, and he tries to use everything in the service of Krishna, aware that everything belongs to the Lord, he may be bewildered by association with atheistic men.
В целом, он понимает, что все души преданы Верховного Господа, что следует использовать все в служении Кришне, что все принадлежит Господу. Однако общение с атеистами может сбить его с толку.
Шрила Мадхвачарья states, Archaya meva samstitam vishnum gyatva taram yatra naiva janati yat pulman. A kanishta adhikari has no idea that the Supreme Lord has the power to exist outside a church or temple.
Шрила Мадхвачарья объясняет, что каништа адхикари не знает, что Верховный Господь способен существовать за пределами церкви или храма.
Furthermore, being puffed up by his own ceremonial worship, akvano, Bhakti Dharpata, a Kanishta Adhikari cannot imagine that anyone is more pious or religious than he, and he's not even aware that other devotees are more advanced.
Такой человек, гордясь своими обрядами, Атмано Бхакти Дарпата, не представляет, что кто-то может быть более благочестивым. Он даже не понимает, что другие преданные достигли больших успехов в духовной жизни.
Thus he cannot understand the Madhyam or Uttam standard of devotional service. And sometimes, because of his false pride, he criticizes the more advanced devotees of the Lord, neglects them, or simply has no understanding of their exalted position as preachers or completely self-realized souls.
Таким образом, он не в состоянии по достоинству оценить преданных категории Мадхьяма и Уттама, и порой движимый гордыней осуждает более возвышенных Вайшнава.
Another symptom of the Kanishtha Adhikari is that he's infatuated by the material qualifications of so-called great materialistic persons.
Иными словами, Кништа пренебрежительно относится к опытным преданным Господа, не зная, какое возвышенное положение занимают эти проповедники и полностью осознавшие себя души. Достижения таких так называемых великих людей этого мира кружат голову Кништа. Это еще один признак этого уровня.
Sometimes we're not very happy when very poor people come to the temple. But if somebody comes who's very rich, maybe even they've made their fortune selling pornography, they have lots of money. We give them a garland and we treat them in a special way. Whereas if someone like Gorky Shuras Babaji or Vamsi Das Babaji would come to the temple, maybe we would ask them to leave. But we should be careful. Such a Kanishtha Adhikari, therefore, is disturbed if a second-class devotee criticizes the non-devotees of the Lord. Having a bodily concept of life himself, he's attracted by material opulence and thus minimizes the position of the Supreme Lord Vishnu. Such a Kanishtha Adhikari, therefore, is disturbed if a second-class devotee criticizes the non-devotees of the Lord.
Неудивительно, что Kanishtha Adhikari сердится, слыша, как преданный второй категории осуждает тех, кто не предан Господу.
In the name of compassion or kindness, a Kanishtha Adhikari approves of the non-devotional activities of such materialistic men.
Прикрываясь красивыми словами о сострадании и добром отношении к людям, Kanishtha Adhikari восхищается мирскими талантами таких материалистов.
Because the Kanishtha Adhikari is ignorant of the higher realms of devotional service and the unlimited transcendental bliss of Krishna consciousness, he sees devotional life, devotional service, merely as the religious aspect of life, but thinks that life has many enjoyable and worthwhile non-devotional aspects.
Поскольку Kanishtha недоступны возвышенной сферы преданного служения и безграничное трансцендентное блаженство, даруемое сознанием Кришны, он воспринимает бхакти просто как религиозный аспект жизни и считает, что на свете есть еще много чего приятного и достойного внимания.
Therefore, he becomes angry when second-class devotees who are experiencing the Krishna's everything criticize the non-devotees.
Потому он выходит из себя, если преданный второй категории, который видит Кришну повсюду, критикует непреданных.
Madhvacharya says that such a person, because of his rudimentary faith in Krishna, is considered a devotee, but he's bhakta-adama, a devotee on the lowest standard.
Madhvacharya объясняет, что такого человека считают преданным, поскольку он верит в Кришну, однако его преданность находится на самом низком уровне, бхакта-адама.
If such materialistic devotees follow the rules and regulations of deity worship, they will gradually be elevated to a higher standard and eventually become pure devotees of the Lord, unless they commit offenses against other devotees, in which case their advancement will be checked.
Если такие материалистичные преданные будут по всем правилам поклоняться божествам, они постепенно поднимутся до высшего уровня и в конце концов станут чистыми преданными Господа. Если не позволит себе оскорблять других вайшнавов, ибо в этом случае их прогресс замедлится.
Read two more sentences. Srila Madhvacharya states, Tidbhaktanam upekshaka kuryu vishnav apidvesham. Those who neglect or show indifference to the devotees of the Lord are to be considered offenders at the Lord's feet of Vishnu.
Srila Madhvacharya пишет, тем, кто отворачивается от преданных Господа или холоден с ними, считают оскорбителями лотосных стоп Вишну.
Гора-граганья-гана-готи-гула-ру-харам Горанга-гура-тама-гопья-ра-копа-брикшам Gopala gada rati dam yati singha gora Govinda deshi kavaram satatam namami. So I want to thank everyone very much for coming today. I'm sorry, my health's not the best. And we're coming a little late. And this is the first time that I've come here. We have a subject matter that I'd like to try to speak about for the next few days. And that is a Madhyam society, a Madhyam culture. So a Madhyam culture means a Vaishnava Sangha. And in our movement, we don't want to just speak about things, but we want to make things happen. So for the next few days, we'd like to try to have a Vaishnava Sangha. But a Vaishnava Sangha is not such a cheap thing. And it's not so easy for someone like myself just to walk in off the street and then they give you a nice garland, but you just sit down and you just start speaking to everyone about something intimate to the heart. It actually doesn't work like that. The Kanishtha Adhikaris, they think it does. There are two types of persons in this world, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakura. He speaks about this in Harinam Chintamani. And I can sing the Bengali, you can chant Hare Krishna response. This is the last chapter of Harinam Chintamani, chapter 15. Nitya Bhadda Maya Gune Korae Samsar Bahir Muka Anta Muka Bedi Kripaka Hare Krishna. Nitya Bhadda Maya Gune Koraye Samsara. The jivas who live in this samsara, this material world, there are two types. They dvipakar. Dvipakar means two kinds. He says bahirmukha, antarmukha. There's the external persons and the internal persons. And this doesn't only refer to non-devotees, but there's also Bahirmukh and Antarmukh Vaishnavas. Internal and external. Therefore, the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam we're just reading states that Sabhakta Prakrita Smita. This person, Sabhakta, this is a devotee. It's the first thing, we should respect him. He is a devotee. Don't have any doubt about that. But Sabhakta Prakrita Smita. He's a Prakrit Bhakta, a materialistic devotee. He's a Bahirmukh Jana. So for such Bahirmukh Janas, they're more interested in rituals and rules. Archayamiva Haraye Pujam Yashodayate. They have some faith in Archana, in worship of the deity. They have some faith in Shastric rules and regulations. But Natat Bhakti Shuchanyeshu, they don't know how to behave toward devotees or other persons. The conception of a Vaishnava Sangha for such devotees will be that we have a meeting. We read something, and we say something in kind of a formal way, and we encourage everybody to give some money to support this religious activity that we're doing. And we speak to them in a way about that focuses on our conception of the religious rituals. We encourage them to join our mission, our religion. There's a nice song by the Bengali poet Nyaru Das. Padavali kirtan writer. He lived about 400 years ago. And his songs are very famous amongst Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So he's described the nature of the Rath Yatra in Jagannath Puri. It's just the opposite of what the Prakriti Bhakta thinks. Chodike Mahanta Mele. Chodike means in all four directions. It means from everywhere. Different Mahants, different religious persons were coming. Chodike Mahanta Mele. Mele means they're meeting, they're having a function together. Koraye Kirtana Keli. And there, keli means to play, to have, to enjoy something. Koraye kirtana keli. They're doing kirtan together with all the different mahants. And he specifically says, Satta Sampradaya Gaya Geet. Gaya Geet means they're all singing songs. Satta Sampradaya. There's Satta means 100 or hundreds. There's hundreds of different sampradayas in that kirtan. But the Prakriti Bhakta doesn't think of anybody but his sampradaya or his group. And Yadudas, he says, in the middle of this kirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in great ecstasy. He's not happy if they're just having kirtan just with one mahant. And you want to go and take part in that function, they say, sorry, probation is shade, entrance forbidden. Because you're not a member. And this is the nature of materialistic religion all over the world. If you go to their church or their mosque, they demand, who are you, where are you coming from? You're not dressed in the right way. I know, I live in Jagannath Puri. And some of the very few words that I know how to say in a real language, I'll tell you. Bideshi Prabeshini Shek. Foreigner is not allowed entrance. We've heard that a lot. But that's not the nature of Jagannath. Jagannath's meant for everyone. And this Hare Krishna movement is meant for everyone. We have two sides to this movement. We have our internal side where we're training devotees and teaching devotees how to be Brahmins and how to do worship. And they dress in a certain way, especially when they go on the altar.
особенным образом одеваться, особенно на алтаре.
And they follow certain rules or initiated. But in 1968, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to the Governor General of Canada. And he spoke to him about the nature of ISKCON. He said that in this ISKCON movement, it's a non-sectarian society. And we have members of many different religions. We have, he said, we have Christians, we have Muslims, we have Jews, we have Hindus. And Prabhupada wrote a very interesting thing in that letter. He said they can keep their own respective religions and still be a member of our society. I've seen this nicely in two different places. One was in Kiev. There was a member of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, one priest, who was once watching the devotees while they were doing Harinam. And many of those priests, they're not so friendly to the devotees. But he was standing there watching for a long time. Finally, one of the devotees went over to him and said, "Would you like a book?" And he took it. A few days later, he came to the temple in Kiev. And he said, "You know, I've been reading this book. It's very interesting. I'd like to know more." So the devotees started explaining some things to him. And he started coming to the temple regularly. But whenever he would come to the temple, he was wearing his Ukrainian Orthodox robes. After some time, he started chanting. He started chanting 16 rounds. After some time, I heard that he got initiated. I don't recall his name. And he would come to the temple and he would do kirtan in his Ukrainian Orthodox robes. And after taking part in something in the temple, then he would go to the Ukrainian Orthodox Church and he would do the mass and whatever things there. And this went on for some time. And then one day he was having some pain in his side. So he went to see a doctor. They did some tests. And they came back at the results.
He
said, "We're sorry to tell you, but you have stage 4 cancer." And you only have a few weeks left to live. So what did he do? He went to the temple. And he asked the devotees, "Can I stay here?" And the devotees were doing kirtan around his bed when he left his body. Similarly, in Sweden, there's a devotee I met. His name is Prahlad. And he mentioned to me one day that his mother was also a devotee. Prahlad is one of the senior devotees in the farm in Elmviksgard. So I asked him, I said, "Who became a devotee first, your mother or you?" He said, "Oh, my mother became a devotee first." I was just a little boy at that time. And he said, "My mother, she's a priest in the Christian church." And she started chanting 16 rounds and following 4 principles. He said she never got initiated. But she still chants 16 rounds every day. And when she gives sermons, she preaches to people about vegetarianism. And she talks about reincarnation from the Bible.
говорит о реинкарнации из Библии, то есть.
So what would you say? Is she a Hare Krishna devotee or is she a Christian?
Что бы вы сказали? Она преданная Харе Кришна или христианка?
I don't know if Krishna would really make such a distinction.
Я не знаю, что Кришна проводит такие различия или нет.
Krishna in the Adi Purana tells Arjuna.
Кришна в Ади Пуране говорит Арджуне.
Garbhacha mama namani rudanti mama sanido teshamaham parikrito nanyakrito janardana. He says to Arjuna, he says, you know, Arjuna, it's really not easy to be God. It's a difficult thing. Everybody fights over it. Everybody fights over me.
А все постоянно за меня сражаются.
Everybody says I belong to them.
Все говорят, я принадлежу им.
And the Russian Orthodox Christians, they say I belong in their temple.
Русские православные говорят, что я принадлежу их храму.
Ukrainian Orthodox Christians say, нет, it belongs in our temple.
Христиане из Украины православные говорят, что нет, нашему храму принадлежит.
Catholics say I belong to them.
Католики говорят, нашему.
Methodists, Presbyterians.
Методисты.
And the Muslims and the Sikhs.
И мусульмане, сикхи.
And the Jews,
Indeed.
And the Hindus,
Indusы.
And even sometimes, I hope I don't get in trouble saying this, but even sometimes the Hare Krishnas, he belongs to us, and he's not allowed to go anywhere else. Sometimes we tell this story, history, at the temple of Amarnath in Brahmagiri. There was one pujari there, his name was Sri Ketana. And his service was to offer bhoga to the deity of Alarnath.
So
on one occasion when he had to leave for a few days, there was no one to do the bhoga offering, so he asked his 4-year-old boy, Madhu, you please do the offering.
И как-то ему понадобилось уйти на 4 дня, и некому было предлагать Богу, Божеству. И он попросил своего 4-летнего сына Матху предлагать Богу.
The little boy said, but father, I'm just a little boy, I don't know how to do that.
И малыш сказал, я же маленький, я папа, не умею это делать.
And his father said, the most important thing is you're my son.
Папа сказал, самое важное, это то, что ты мой сын.
And he'll have to accept your offering because you're my son. This is a conception of materialistic people. So the little boy said, okay, but I don't know any mantras or anything like that. Anyway, you just chant Hare Krishna and ask him to accept it. So the little boy did. His mother cooked and Madhu offered. And Madhu didn't know that the Lord eats things just by seeing it. And so when he came back 20 minutes later and he saw the plate, the food was still there, Madhu thought, I'm in big trouble. He didn't accept it. So he said, I know I'm just a little boy, but my father told me, please accept this. He came back a little while later and the food was still there. Then Madhu started crying. I know, I'm just a little boy and you don't want to take anything from me, but please, please accept
this.
And he went away for another 10-15 minutes. And when he came back, he was happy to find the food was all gone. So he took the empty plate to his mother. His mother looked at it, she said, now, where's all the food? And the little boy, what happened? She said, Alarnath ate it. He ate it. Da. And she didn't say anything. A few days went by. And every time Madhu would bring the plate back empty.
So
after a few days, the husband Sri Ketana returned. He told his wife, hey, I am hungry, give me something to eat. She said, I need to talk to you about something. He said, you can talk to me later. First, give me some prasad. She said, well, that's what I need to talk to you about. There is no prasad. For several days now. So what do you mean there's no prasad? Madhu's not been offering? I told him to? No, he's been offering. But he says it all in us, eating everything. What? So he called for the little boy. And Madhu, now tell the truth. You tell the truth and you won't get in trouble. What did you do with the food? Did you give it to your friends? Did you feed it to some dogs? Tell me the truth and you won't get in trouble. Madhu said, Alunath ate it. Alunath ate it. Okay. Then the father said, you know, Madhu, I have to go for another day. You should again offer the boga. And then the father, Sri Ketana, who's Sabhakta, he's a devotee. He's worshipping the deity. But Sabhakta Prakrita Smita, he's a Prakrit Bhakta, materialistic devotee. He hid himself on the altar. And little Madhu came with the plate and put it down in front of the deity. Alunath, I don't know anything, I'm just a little boy. My father told me to offer this, please accept it. He rang the bell. And he left. And the father is standing there waiting. Maybe some dog is coming and eating him. And then suddenly he saw an amazing thing. The deity of Alunath reached down with his left hand and picked up a cup of sweet rice and started to eat it. Shri Ketana, the pujari, became very angry. He jumped out from behind the curtain. And he grabbed the hand of the deity. You can't do that! You're a deity! Everybody knows the deity doesn't really eat. If you eat all that, then what are we going to have? Stop that! When Sri Ketana grabbed the wrist of the deity, the hot sweet rice spilled. And it burned the deity's hand. And to this day, if you're fortunate enough to go inside the temple, they don't allow non-Indians inside. They don't allow. Once I took Radhanath Maharaj and a few hundred of his devotees there. And they're all Indian devotees. And they all started running into the temple. And in Radhanath Maharaj, he looked very ecstatic, and he started going to the temple. And Radhanath Maharaj could almost look like an Indian. So I could understand what was going to happen. So I took my chadar. Put it over my head. And I went inside the temple next to him. And we went right up next to the deity. I was very happy. I'm happy darshan of the deity. I've been going taking devotees there for about 25 years. And all of a sudden, one of the pujaris there, he recognized me. And he grabbed me by the arm. He said, Madhavananda, you can't be in here. Took me inside. But anyway, if you get close enough, you can see the deity has a scar. So that devotee, Sri Ketana, he's a devotee. But he doesn't understand Krishna. And he can't appreciate the value of the devotees. And therefore Krishna says this verse in the Adi Purana. He says it is not so easy to be God. Because everybody says I belong to them. He said, but Arjun, I don't belong to any of those people. And shockingly enough, he says, even the Hare Krishnas. I belong to those persons who chant my name and cry for me. And this is the purpose of this movement. Not just to establish another religion. And we have our particular rituals and ceremonies that we do. And you can tell we're Gaudiya Vaishnavas because we have these kind of lines on our forehead. And we worship this kind of deity and we do this kind of Pancharatrika Vidhi. It wasn't Srila Prabhupada's purpose. And it's not the purpose of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should understand the nature of Prakrit Bhaktas. Their Bahirmukh Janas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, external persons. They see external things. If you ask them, what is a Hare Krishna devotee? Oh, that's easy. Those are the guys with the shaved heads and they wear those sheets and they jump up and down. But they don't understand Siddhanta. Much less understanding Bhav or the mood of a devotee. So, Srila Prabhupada, he didn't want to establish a Kanishtha society. He wanted to establish a society of Madhyam culture. And in this purport, Srila Madhvacharya has been speaking that the nature of a Madhyamadikari is that they see God everywhere. I've been reading recently Karma Prabhu's very nice book about Srila Prabhupada in Australia. And they took Srila Prabhupada in Melbourne, they took him to some Franciscan monastery. And there were so many monks, they greeted Srila Prabhupada very nicely. And the devotees were there, of course. And they all did kirtan together. And Prabhupada spoke. And those Franciscan monks were so appreciative. And afterwards, Srila Prabhupada spoke with the head, I think they called the abbot or something of the ashram, the monastery. And the devotees said it was like two old friends. Prabhupada was very affectionate to them. And later Prabhupada told the devotees, he said, we should work with the Christians. We can do kirtan with them. Chaudike Mahanta Meli Koreye Kirtana Keli. In all four directions we can have so many saintly persons come and we do kirtan together. Philosophy is more difficult. Even philosophy, if you have some Gaudiya Mutt devotees, maybe some difficulty might be there. Even, but to speak of that, even sometimes in ISKCON, disciples, between disciples of different gurus, sometimes there's a difference of understanding. Philosophy is more high-tech.
богослужбе это нечто более, ну, тонкое.
But kirtan's easy.
Kirtan это легкое.
Kirtan's for everyone.
Kirtan для всех.
And this is our movement.
И таково наше движение.
Everyone can, should come take part in this kirtan.
Каждый может приходить, принимать участие в kirtan.
And Prabhupada many times said they can chant the names of Jesus or Yahweh or Allah, whatever they want to chant.
То есть Прабхупада сказал, что они могут так петь имена Иисуса и Яхве и Аллаху.
But we should come together and do something.
Мы должны собираться вместе и делать что-то.
So for the Kanishtha Adhikari, that's a very difficult thing.
И для Kanishtha это очень сложно.
Because they can't recognize, they can't appreciate devotees.
Потому что они не могут оценить преданных.
Натат бхактишу чаньешу. They Archayami Vahadaye, they worship the deity. Or we could say, as Krishna says in the 11th chapter canto of the Bhagavatam, that Acharya Mam Bijanayam Navam Yanye Takarichit, I'm none different from Guru. Sometimes the Kanishtha devotees, they worship their Gurudev. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Sajjana Toshi describes their mentality. Amar Guru, Jagat Guru, my Gurudev is great.
Amar Guru, Jagat Guru, my Gurudev
is. And your Gurudev, anyway, better luck next time. They don't give respect even to other gurus. They think that only Krishna's appeared in the form of my guru. That's the nature of a Kanishtha. They can't offer respect to everyone. And so sometimes they're said to be something like devotees, but not really devotees. Vrindavan Das Thakur in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he describes the nature of a devotee. Vaishnava Dharma, Sabare Pranati. You say you're a Vaishnava. Acha, very good. What is the Dharma, the nature of a Vaishnava? Dharma doesn't just mean religion. It means the intrinsic natural quality of something. What is the intrinsic natural quality of a Vaishnava? Ese Vaishnava Dharma, this is Vaishnava Dharma. Sabare Pranati, they give respects to everyone. This is really what preaching means. The word preaching in English, I'm not happy with it because it's really a Christian concept. It's not a Gaudiya Vaishnava concept. In Gaudiya Vaishnavism, we don't preach to someone. We don't go to people, as we were saying in the Sadhu Sangha festival a few days ago. We were telling something like this. You know, you're really a disgusting person. You're very sinful. You're a meat eater. You are going to hell. But you're very lucky. Today you've gotten to meet me. And I'm a great saint. So I'm here to bless you. Take this book. Give me some money. That's preaching. And we don't do preaching. Our business is sabare pranati. We learn how we can give respect to everyone. That's the nature of a Madhyam culture. They respect everybody. Not in the same way that the Uttama Adhikaris do. The Uttamadhikari sees everyone as a devotee. The Madhyamadhikari gives respect in another kind of way. We'll speak more about that over the next few days. So, the Madhyams, they give respect to everyone. But there's another type of person. Say Dharma Dvajija iti nahirati. And Vrindavan Das Thakur calls him Dharma Dvaji. Dvaji means a flag. They're waving a flag of Dharma. Hey, look at me. I am a great devotee. I have big tilakar. Nice kunti mala. So give me respect. But they don't appreciate other devotees and other persons. Natat bhakteshu chanyeshu. This verse in 11th canto is saying, they can't appreciate other devotees. Say Dharma Dvaji. So this Dharma Dvaji, iti nahirati. He has no taste for giving respect to other persons. He has a lot of taste for you to give respect to him. But such a person is just a Prakrit Bhakta. Have you heard of Ashtavakra Muni before? He is a funny, strange, kind of strange-looking person. Vakra means bent. So he's Ashtavakra. He's crooked in eight different places. Once Ashtavakra Muni was a great sage. He went to the assembly of Janak Maharaj, the father of Sita. Because Ashtavakra Muni had heard that in that assembly, the wisest, most elevated people on the planet were present there. So he wanted to have their darshan. So he entered into that assembly. And then when Ashtavakra Muni moves, he moves in kind of a funny little way. And all the ministers and people who were present there, all the sadhus, they started laughing at him. And then Ashtavakra Muni, he also started laughing. And when the sadhus saw that he was laughing, they stopped laughing. And Janak Maharaj, he asked him, he said, "My dear sadhu, why are you laughing?" Ashtavakra Muni said, "Why are they laughing?" He said, "Well, to tell you the truth, you look a little funny." Ashtavakra Muni said, "Yes, that's what I thought." So they said, "Why are you laughing?" He said, "I'm laughing because I heard that this is an assembly of great sages." But I'm laughing because I see actually it's just like an assembly of shoemakers. They're not very high in consciousness at all. And okay, you're all dressed like sadhus. And you're the minister for Janak Maharaj. But what is your realization? Janak Maharaj said, "Oh, this is a very special person." And he brought him up and he gave him the highest seat. So we should understand this principle that things are not always what they look like. In 1915, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati wrote an article on Sajjana Toshini. And he said there that at the time of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Persons who were faithful to him, they stayed away from non-devotees. So Kali personified was feeling frustrated. He couldn't affect those devotees. So Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta says that Kali then, he sent his representatives in disguise looking like devotees. He said that most devotees, not just the neophytes, but most devotees were enchanted by the tricks of those followers of Kali.
И он сказал, что большинство преданных, не только неофитов, но большинство преданных, они были очарованы этими уловками Кали.
And this way, Kali's agents,
таким образом, эти агенты Кали,
they expertly introduced karma, gyan, and anya bilas in the Vaishnava Sampradaya.
Они вот таким хитрым образом внедрили карма билашу в Вайшнава Сампрадаю.
And they caused Sudha Bhakti, a pure devotion, to disappear.
И они сделали так, что шуда бхакти, чистая преданность, исчезла.
So we should be very, very careful in Śrīla Prabhupāda's movement.
И мы должны быть очень осторожными в движении Śrīla Prabhupāda.
We should be simultaneously two things at the same time.
Мы должны делать одновременно две вещи.
This is a Madhyam culture.
Это культура Мадхьяма.
Very, very broad-minded.
Очень такая широкая.
And accepting even of other people of other different religions. But at the same time, very strict with ourselves as individuals. So that we can preserve and protect pure bhakti in Śrīla Prabhupāda's movement. So there are so many things. This subject matter, I think Ananta Sesh could speak about this with his unlimited mouths for eternity and never find an end to the subject. These are just a few thoughts to try to serve Śrīla Prabhupāda and the Vaishnavas here. So for the next few days we'd like to travel together in a journey of the heart.
И в следующие несколько дней у нас будет путешествие, совместное путешествие сердца.
Meaning we want to move together.
Мы хотим двигаться вместе.
Not just listen in a passive way.
Не просто слушать пассивно.
Because you see, the Kanishtha Adhikari, they think that Vaishnava Sangha means a sermon in the church.
Потому что Kanishtha Adhikari, они думают, что Vaishnava Sangha это проповедь, как проповедь в церкви.
Or a lecture in the university.
Или лекция в университете.
But that's not Vaishnava Sangha. Vaishnava Sangha means that we connect with the hearts of the devotees. And as I'd like to discuss from another verse from this same canto of the Bhagavatam,
the
Vaishnava Sangha is described by Krishna the Uddhava. Parasparana katanam pavanam bhagavadyasa mito ratya mitas tushtya nivita mita atma. The word paraspara is used.
Он использует слово параспара.
Параспара doesn't mean a lecture.
Параспара не означает лекция.
Параспара means an exchange.
Это обмен.
There should be some exchange amongst the devotees.
Должен быть взаимообмен.
And as a sangha, everybody comes to have some common conception.
И когда люди справятся с сангу, то они обычно единомышленники.
And this way we try to move together.
Таким образом мы пытаемся двигаться вместе.
So I'd like to stop here.
Хотел бы остановиться здесь.
It's very late.
Уже поздно.
And some devotees warned me about the Russian devotees.
Некоторые преданные меня предупредили по поводу русских преданных.
They told me it's very dangerous here.
Они сказали, что здесь очень опасно.
They said you should not go late with the lecture. Because the Russian devotees like to take prasad. And if they get hungry, they may beat you. So I'm a little nervous, we should stop. But before we finish, maybe there's time for one or two comments.
Это также означает, что между старшим и младшим Вы сказали, что важен взаимообмен. Это также означает, что между старшими и младшими тоже должен быть взаимообмен. То есть неужели старшие должны что-то получать от младшего?
We thought that there should be an exchange between devotees, even between senior and younger. So it doesn't mean that senior devotees can get something from younger.
I'd like to speak something about that, but more pointedly, I'd like to speak something about empowerment.
Я хотел немного больше об этом рассказать, но я также хочу кое-что сказать о полномочиях.
So I'd like to take his question a step further.
Я хотел бы продлить его вопрос.
Can we interact with senior devotees?
Можем ли мы иметь обмен с старшими преданными?
The answer is yes.
Ответ да.
But a bigger question is there.
Но есть еще больше вопрос.
Can a younger devotee empower an older devotee?
Может ли младший преданный уполномочить старшего преданного?
The answer is yes.
Ответ да.
And that's the nature of our society.
Такова природа нашего общества.
Our society should be a society free from envy.
Наше общество должно быть свободно от зависти.
Well, we want to empower others.
Когда мы хотим уполномочить.
But we do that in the appropriate way.
Но мы должны делать это просто подходящим.
Not that you go to Niranjan Maharaj and say, Maharaj, I just want to give you my blessing today.
Не нужно приходить к Нараджу Махараджу и говорить, Махарадж, я хочу вам благословение дать сегодня.
That's not Vaishnav society.
Это не Вайшнавское общество.
But we empower senior devotees by being submissive to them.
Мы уполномочиваем старших преданных, будучи смиренными по отношению.
By hearing properly from them.
Слушая их.
And similarly, we can also have exchanges with them.
Также у нас может быть взаимообмен с ними.
I can tell you, frankly, I know many senior devotees.
Я откровенно вам скажу, я знаю многих старших преданных.
And a lot of them don't really like it if everybody's just coming and.
И многие из них,
shaking, you know, they're terrified of them. That's not etiquette. Doesn't mean that we're afraid of senior devotees. That's healthy. It's not bad to be afraid. But we should also be personal. And we should also speak what's in our heart. And don't just treat them like. They are an institution.
Они просто относиться к ним как представителям просто.
They're also persons.
Они тоже личности.
They get tired.
Они устают.
They also have feelings.
У них тоже есть чувства.
We should respect that.
Мы должны это уважать.
So paraspara also means that.
Paraspara также означает это.
Anything else is there? Okay. So to protect myself from angry, hungry Russian devotees. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki jai. Premanande ki jai. Ramcha kalpatarubhischa. Kripa sindhubhyevacha. Patitanam pavanibhyo. Vaishnavibhyo. Namo namaha.